Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women will inject their ass cheeks with Fix-A-Flat if it means getting more attention for it.
I'll be saying this to the day I die. Do not let men into your apartment. Don't go to his apartment. He does not come to your apartment when you're dating. Until you're exclusive, you don't go over to each other's houses. If he wants to see you, he can ask you on a date. Otherwise, no.
So, I mean, is this just a ploy to manipulate men to constantly take you on dates, even though you're not feeling them like that? And you don't have to give him any buns, but he can give you, you know, food, his time, and fun? Bars, it just ain't right.
It ain't right!
Don't be a guy getting manipulated like this. Don't keep taking her on dates unless she's doing something that's equivalent to the dates you taking her on. When a woman really like you, she's gonna invest equally to the situation. Don't get caught up in that sunk cost fallacy thing.
Okay.
Me personally, I tend to think how people look is usually the least interesting thing about them. I think there's a lot more to people than just their
question. Something tells me you're lying based on the fact that you've never been on a date before.
I think something probably tells me you're projecting.
No. Right? I think you've rejected every dude that's asked you out because none of them have been interesting or good looking enough to go out with them.
No.
No?
If I've rejected people, it's literally just been on the basis that I don't think we're compatible. We can still be
friends. You haven't even gone on a date with them, though. How do you know you're not compatible?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm not going on a date with them if I don't feel that initial compatibility or, like, chemistry.
You are everything wrong with modern dating.
Let's be very clear. Anytime a woman says chemistry, she's talking about looks. Look, just expect women to be full of crap when they talk. You'll get less irritated. You'll get less jittery. You'll be unaffected if you just expect it. Bars. She's not a look slur, she's a money slur, and that's why she deemed them incompatible to go on a date with. Whatever criteria she used to deem somebody incompatible with her, I'm pretty sure it was superficial and shallow.
I would bet every last dime of the Powerball.
Go ahead, tell me.
Okay, guys. Sydney is sitting here. We're talking about this guy that Sydney used to date. Went on one date with, and she's talking all about how cute and romantic the date was. What y'all do on the date?
It was so thoughtful. We went to dinner, we went and got drinks, we came back to an apartment that he rented out, did sip and paint, he bought us matching white t-shirts so that my clothes didn't get dirty. I'm telling her, I'm like, it was so cute, so thoughtful. I'm showing her pictures.
And I'm like, I have that photo. Like, I'm looking at this picture of Sydney in her white t-shirt doing sip and paint.
I did the same thing with him.
We went on the same exact date.
If you're not acting right now, you are retarded.
Because he did the same thing for both of us. And we're just...
Yeah, this is what Long Stick Rick can do, and he can get away with it. And they still had bedroom fun with him after they realized he took them on the same date.
You're goddamn right.
When you're tall, handsome, and got a nice body, and you're charismatic, look, you don't gotta put in any type of special effort for these broads. They're goofy, and they're silly, and they're simple. They only seem complicated to the guys they don't like. They're making it complicated on purpose. You think if the average Joe said, come to my house so we can paint, that he would get a good response?
Hell no.
And I bet they even went on a Facebook group to see if other women were dating the same guy. Why does it matter? How about focus on one of the guys who are focused on you in your inbox? Nah, they ain't gonna do that. See, they still talking about this guy. They're making a TikTok about him. They're both still in love with him. That's why they're still giving him time and attention and effort. Why aren't you guys embarrassed by this? Like, why do you want to share this with the world? They have no shame.
Why am I putting this on the internet for everyone to see?
You know what being in your late 20s is like? Every fucking day that you log online, you see an engagement post, a baby announcement. I'm about to have a fucking mental breakdown. Okay?
Okay.
It won't be your first, and it damn sure won't be your last. And it's only gonna get worse every year after this. This is an attractive woman. Nobody should shed a tear, but you do have justified fear. that a healthy, happy relationship is not near, my dear.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
I know, it's corny. But I'm going to leave it in. I could cut it out. I could edit that out, but I'm not going to edit it out because I just don't give a fuck.
Because I feel like I'm a badass motherfucker and I can do what I want.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Guys literally know how to look past all of their feelings and do what's best for them.
And so what?
Like they literally know that even if they feel something with someone, that does not mean that it's the best time to be with them, to be in a relationship, or to focus on anybody but themselves.
And what's wrong with that?
This might sound like common knowledge, but do you see what I mean, girly pops? Like
girly pops, really, they never grow up. I don't know how old you are, lady, but you're too old to be saying girly pops.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
Look, if a guy says, oh, I'm just focusing on me now. If a guy says, oh, I really love you, I really like you, but, you know, it's just not the right time. He just doesn't really like you like that. Face it. It has nothing to do with timing. It has nothing to do with him having a report due. He just don't like you. You were just a, you know, fling to him. Accept it. And this is the guy she's going to obsess over even after she get married with kids.
Like, they can look past, like, feeling a connection.
He didn't feel a connection.
That's promising.
It wasn't promising.
For the sake of focusing on their goals and working on themselves. It's honestly beyond me because I don't even know how you psychologically are such a natural at that. But like, yeah, that's such a big thing. And so
you weren't going to be an asset to his life. And he's seen that pretty early on. And honestly, most women aren't an asset to a man's life. They're just a depreciating liability. So he did the math on you and he made the right decision. Shout out to bro.
That's a hard nigga.
I just want to encourage you besties to know when it's time for you to do that. Know when it's time to look at yourself and realize that you don't need to be in your prioritizing dating era or prioritizing finding someone era. Now, you can still be.
No, you need to be. Women are on a whole different type of clock. You're not a man. I don't know why women get confused about this. Women need to be prioritizing a relationship from 14 to 22 the most. That's crunch time. 22 to 25 is, you know, 15 seconds on the clock in the fourth quarter.
God, you're sick.
In an era where if you end up meeting someone and things end up seeming right, then cool. But maybe it's not your era to be actively pursuing a relationship or actively dating.
When you take advice from a woman, literally do the complete opposite of whatever she says.
This is some real embarrassing shit, and I need to deal with it. And I will deal with it.
When your trauma bond is broken and you realize how average they are, okay, what does that make you that you even gave them the time of day? And a woman's value depreciates more the more relationships they're in, even more than a man does. So you're worse off than you were when you first start dating them.
You don't know that.
Men are jealous of beautiful women.
Of a lot of beautiful women. And I'm going to tell you why. So a lot of men are jealous of beautiful women because we all know some men don't have access to beautiful women.
Beautiful women are the most overrated things on this planet. I mean, they're cool to look at for a little while, but after that, it's not much there. I mean, after you plow them a few times and you get the social boost of just being seen with her a few times, it's literally all downhill from there. Her value keeps going down and her requirements keep going up. The high maintenance of her keep getting more stressful. Like, you couldn't be more wrong, lady.
Some men don't earn enough. Some men just don't provide. Some men don't have game. And some men just can't get it. So they will inevitably become jealous of beautiful women. They'll start to make up stories about beautiful women. They'll say, yeah, she's okay, but did you know this about her? Hey, I heard about this about her.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
I'm not convinced you are a woman, ma'am. I mean, beautiful, the lips just killed everything. I can't even rate you. What other work have you got done? Did you get your face reconstructed? Just no. Just no. I'm offended. Like, if you were more pretty, I would be a little less offended by this conversation from you. And if you sounded less like a man, I would be less offended by this conversation from you.
I heard she'd been with this guy, that guy, and this other guy. I heard she does this. Baby, it doesn't matter, because she's still standing there. She's still earning good money, and she's still beautiful. And you're still jealous.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Women who look good, they never get over themselves. But the reality is, the world is getting over you more and more day by day. The older you get, the less your arrogance makes sense to the world. And it just gets more cringe and more awkward as the wrinkles come in. And more awkward as you try to shoot more in your face to stop the aging.
When I listen to you, it does sound like...
I'm just telling the truth.
And you know what? That's the truth. The truth is, some of these men, even at these grocery stores, have you ever been to Waitrose, Tesco's, Aldi's, Trader Joe's, Kroger's? You've been in there, and have you ever noticed that sometimes these men won't even pack your groceries because you're that pretty? Because you are that beautiful, and they are that resentful that they could never get a woman like you.
I'm gonna say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Maybe they saw the crazy look in your eyes, and they're like, let me get the fuck away from her. Nothing good is gonna come from me breathing, you know, air next to her.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments. Nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.